Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You have your morning routine, right? This time, every morning, you're doing probably the same thing. You have every minute planned out in your morning. Now, on a day like today where there's snow, you have to add brushing off your car to your morning routine. In the judgment zone this morning, the trial is, and you have to call up and vote, jerk or justified, you're the buzz listener jury. If you leave the house 10, 15 minutes before your spouse does, you brush off your own car and do not brush off your spouse's car. Does that make you jerk or justified?
It makes you a jerk. You should do that. That's what part of being in a relationship and love. You do little things. You don't have to do big things. Little things like that make a big world of difference.
There's two cars. There's two snow brushes. I don't understand why one person has to do both. There's two sets of everything. No, it's justified. Worry about the car you're about to drive, and that's it. Your spouse, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend is fully capable of doing their own. I don't understand how that would be a jerk move. It's justified.
Okay, let's take this morning, for instance.
Yeah.
All right? We got a couple, 2-3 inches, right? Mm-hmm. Overnight, and so you do not park in the, yes, all this would be solved if you could both park in the garage.
You may be standing in your driveway right now contemplating if you should do this. Yeah.
You really should. I mean, obviously, it's the right thing to do, right? And it doesn't matter if it's your wife and she's, leaving before you and you're finishing getting the kids on the bus, that's and the guy's getting the kids on the bus, that's fine. Your wife should brush off.
This is gender X.
Sure.
It doesn't matter which spouse.
And you'd be a jerk not to.
Okay.
Tell you why. Well, okay. Do you want to go to the calls?
Yeah. 222-2899. We're going to see how what you say about this, because you guys have the ultimate ruling in the case. And once it is ruled, that is it. It is law in Rochester.
F the Supreme Court. F Congress.
All right. Hello. The Buzz. What do you think?
Justified if you're a female getting up before your husband. Okay. But it's a jerk move if your husband doesn't do it before you.
Look at you as a man to give the double standard.
Well, why is that? Women aren't capable of brushing off their own.
No. I'm not saying that, Chris.
You kind of are.
No, I'm just saying you should do the right thing.
But women aren't capable of doing the right things. Brushing it off for their husband. They have a one car maximum, women, these inadequate creatures.
Wow, you want to go that way?
That's what you're saying. Like I'm just filling in the holes for your statement.
No, I just know that I don't have a problem doing it for my wife.
Okay, so now on trial is just the person. This person has no gender. So if you were to make a determination, jerk or justified, based on the fact that it's just the act of not brushing off your spouse's car, what would you say?
It would be a jerk move.
Okay, 222-2899. What do you say? Hello?
Well, I have to say, I live with my sister and her wife. My sister does it every morning for her, her car, whatnot.
Really?
Although I have to gripe because I'm the proverbial third wheel and no one does it for me. And I'm sick right now. Wouldn't you think they care?
All right, I'll mark you down for jerk.
They do a lot for me anyway, so I shouldn't complain.
Thank you.
We're all in this together, and it gives you an opportunity to start your car and get the heat going. So you start your car, get the heat going, and go brush the other person's car. And by the time you get into your car, it's nice and toasty warm. That's why it's a jerk move.
It's justified. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't do something like that. But an extra couple minutes, I could see myself brushing off my girlfriend's car. I've done it. But you can't call somebody a jerk for not doing it. See, instead of arguing that it's completely justified and you should always do it, I'm just arguing against it being called a jerk move. You understand?
Okay.
Not always is it one way or another, but in this case, you can't be called a jerk, so therefore, it's justified. You have two vehicles, you have two snow brushes, you have two different paths to work, two times you get up. Plus, you can brush it off, and it can continue to snow, land on their car again, and they have to brush it twice. So why exert the energy of two people when you don't have to?
All right. So now, if you are new to Judgment Zone, this is where you, the Buzz listener, you guys are the jury. So you have the ultimate case, the verdict in your hands. So 222-2899. Call us. Tell us what you think. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Jerk. I mean, I don't care which one it is. The man or the woman, you know, no, you don't leave the other person's car there for us. No, come on, you know, the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hello, what do you think? You pull out of the driveway and only your car you brushed off and you left your significant other's car snow-covered in the driveway. Jerk or justified?
That would definitely be a jerk. Mm. Yeah, because you're supposed to have the respect enough if you're with your significant other, if they're going to get up and help you, why can't you help them?
Push me, pull you.
Hello, The Buzz. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
It is a jerk move. I mean, my husband, once at work this morning, came back home because of the weather, and my car is still not done. It's just the idea of being thought of.
Oh,
wait, so he had to get up and go to work and come back already while you slept, and you want him to do more work outside in 20-degree weather?
It's so being thought of, Chris. I do it all the time for him, and that's how I was raised. It takes 2 seconds to do it. It's not a big deal.
You're right. Yeah.
Yep, it's a jerk move.
Thank you. All right, what do you think, jerk or justified?
Good morning. I have a question.
Yeah.
So if my alarm goes off at 5:30... and I have to leave the house at 6:30, and my partner doesn't have to leave till 7. Why can't he go out and clean off the cars, and then they're ready for me when I leave, and he has more time to get ready?
Right.
Oh.
Right. Why get punished for being up early and get, you know, getting a jump start on the day before anybody else is awake? Now you get punished and have to do more? Come on.
A very interesting angle that may sway the jury to your side. I will mark it as justified. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
What do you think? Jerk or justified?
It is a total jerk move.
Yes.
Yes. And also, too, if I'll even go as far as to warm up the vehicle if they're leaving just a few minutes later than me.
That is illegal, sir.
And from a guy's standpoint, you're decreasing your points value for a little something-something if you don't do what you're
exactly.
The day I live by a point system to get something-something is the day I declare to be gender X.
Chris, you're still young yet. When you're in a relationship for a long time...
You give up. I know, Ray. You give up.
Exactly, Scott. You learn real quick what you need to do. Because that little something-something could be something-something you haven't had something-something for before.
Wow.
Well, you have no points. Well, you have 1 point, so give up, Kanya. You lost the case. It is, it's a jerk move if you leave the house before your spouse and don't brush off their car.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.